In this podcast, I will be analyzing J.K. Rowling's commencement speech. J.K. Rowling is a British author and screenwriter best known for her Harry Potter series. I chose this speech because although I have only read two Harry Potter books, I wanted to know what she went through before becoming so successful. This speech was about how Rowling had the benefit of failure get her to where she is today. Rowling studied modern languages and classics. She would never worry because she always did good on her exams. When she graduated from Harvard is when she started to fear the fact of facing failure. Soon enough, she was a single mother who was unemployed and living in poverty. She realized that her worst fear had now become a reality. There was no other place to go but up, so she decided to pursue her dream and write. The lesson to be learned is that failure is something that we all have to go through, and that is how we learn to better ourselves. The main purpose for this speech was to congratulate everyone of the graduates. She also wants to prepare them for what could happen after they leave college. She wants to show them that whatever happens, it will just strengthen them to become a better person. I found that she uses a lot of ethos when she tells us about her own life experiences. She tells us about her failure in life and how she lived in poverty. This is so we can believe and take her advice into consideration. Rowling also uses pathos to include some emotion into her speech. She shares her experience at her job in the Amnesty International, which is an African research department. She made me feel sympathy for the African torture victim because many were tortured, raped, and many disappeared without a trace. Rowling uses allusion to enhance her argument. She says that all she has to do is convince herself that she is at the world's largest Gryffindor reunion. This is an example of allusion because she references to her own book. She also uses personification when she says people should take pride for climbing out of poverty. This shows that poverty is very hard for people to get out of, but you can't just simply climb out of poverty. I think this speech is still relevant today because we all have to fail at some point. But just because we fail doesn't mean we should just wait for change. In order to create change, we have to learn from our failure.